Country Bob FM.
Rudolph and the other eight reindeer are on their way.
'Tis the season to be jolly.
Jingle bells are good for any season.
Absolutely.
Let's be honest. We'll continue to use them all year round here on the Almanac. Bob FM Almanac, this date in history. Brad LaRock is here, and he'll be filling the shoes of Neil Freeman when it comes to the gones but not forgotten.
Those are water skis. They're
are
not
you
shoes.
Prepared?
I'm ready, man. Okay. Bring it.
Today's Tuesday, September 12th, 255th day of the year, 110 left to go. 1928, actress Katharine Hepburn made her New York stage debut.
Yes.
In Night Hostess. Can you do a Katharine Hepburn?
No, I think I can.
Katharine, that's kind of when she was like, she had the, that was her style.
That was it, man.
That was it. 1928. She is one of the best of all time. She,
that was a very good year.
Yeah, she, and then she, her career spanned so many years. I mean, she was still winning awards on Golden Pond, you know, late in her career.
Oh, yeah. I remember Golden Pond very well.
1940, the 17,000-year-old Lascaux cave paintings discovered. And it's funny, not by archaeologists, not by experts, four teenagers in France.
I was going to say Bob and Martha Anderson from Ottumwa, Iowa.
It was not them on their trip to France. They were too busy, amazed at what, they're from Iowa, so they were
right.
Amazed at what an actual croissant was.
That didn't come from
Iowa.
Burger King.
No.
Right.
The paintings are among the finest examples of art from the Paleolithic period. That was 1953, this is the date that John Fitzgerald Kennedy married Jacqueline Lee Bouvier.
Wow.
Jackie Lee Bouvier became Jackie Kennedy on this date, 1953.
Incredible. I mean, just, have you ever been to Dallas?
I've been to Dallas.
Have
I've
you been to
Fort Worth.
Book Depository Building?
I have not made that trip. Just
do
to
it.
Kind of go through that little loop there that
you
they
gotta
have.
You got to do it. You got to see not so much what's inside the building, but all right. The conspiracy theorists outside.
Right.
Wow.
Oh, the people are still there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a huge attraction.
I want to see the grassy knoll.
Oh, yeah.
It's and that's still there.
Oh, yeah. It's
what's
rather
that called? PV? What is it? Not PV Plaza. Or is it?
Dealey Plaza.
Dealey Plaza.
Yeah.
PV Plaza was here.
Yeah.
So that was 1953. They were married. 1954 on television.
To young Jeff Miller, I leave the best thing I've got. My dog, Lassie.
The first episode of Lassie on this
He's
date.
All yours.
And it wasn't Timmy.
Thank goodness.
It wasn't John Provost or June Lockhart. It was a different cast in those early years of Lassie.
I didn't like Timmy. He got on my nerves.
Yeah, Timmy. Maybe Jeff was better. You know, the actual show, I guess it was called, I don't know if it was called Lassie, but when I watched the open, it was like Jeff's Collie was
really?
The name of it. That's what they named it like in syndication.
Wow.
For some reason. But we'll always know it as Lassie.
Nellie Bell.
We had a Collie that looked just like Lassie when we were kids.
I think somebody on the everybody's block had that dog.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm sure during that stretch it was very popular. You don't see many anymore, do you?
No, you don't.
But because of Lassie... 1954, 1959. Here's a theme that you may be familiar with. Bonanza would run for 14 seasons, and it made its debut, its premiere, NBC TV, first Western to be broadcast in color.
And if you go back and you look at some of those episodes, you'll see the Chevrolet commercials where they all endorse the new line of Chevrolet cars.
And you also see some similarities from Bonanza to Little House on the Prairie episodes.
You think?
There are some very similar storylines with Michael Landon being involved in both. And when I hear the Bonanza theme and I see it, I long for the restaurant Bonanza.
Right.
And that delicious... salad bar.
Yeah, it was
that they
good.
Would have.
They had one by my house on Robert Street in West St. Paul.
You could just. Now, are you thinking Ponderosa?
Yeah.
Because that was a Ponderosa. I'm thinking there was
right.
also Bonanza. I know that Ponderosa.
That's
I've
right.
been to that Ponderosa on Robert Street.
Yep.
I have relatives down there.
You're absolutely right.
And we would slap on the old feed bag at the old Ponderosa.
The Ponderosa.
Because you knew the Erickson boys were in town.
God, here
we
they
needed
come.
We needed to be fed.
Hold on, Eric. Extra staff coming on
and
board.
There were very few restaurants that fed in a trough. Honda Rosa was one of them. We were familiar with Tross being from the farm.
Absolutely.
So that was 1959. 1983, how is this not a national holiday? 1983, Arnold Schwarzenegger became a U.S. citizen. How is that not a Monday holiday where we get it off?
Probably is in California.
He had emigrated from Austria 14 years earlier, 1983. 1992, Dr. Mae Carol Jemison became the first African-American woman in space when she served as a payload specialist aboard Endeavour. Wow. The shuttle also carried the first married couple into space. So a lot of firsts there in 1992. We lost Anthony Perkins on this date. He died at the young age of only 60, best known as Norman Bates. Norman?
No, yeah.
Yes, mother.
Yes, 1992. Yes, mother. Psycho, 1993.
That was it?
No, there's more here.
Oh!
That was a bad edit.
Top five favorite for me.
He was Perry Mason. He was Ironside. He was in the first Godzilla movie.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
In the American edit. For the United States, he was in it. Godzilla, King of Monsters. Raymond Burr died at the age of 76. And that's the Perry Mason theme if you're playing along at home here during the Bob Almanac.
I used to watch that show as a kid. My mom would say, why do you like that show? I don't know. And then
that spawned some movies, too. I mean, that Perry Mason thing lived on well into the 80s. He was still doing movies.
We used to go down to Oscars and get a Hamilton burger. No, he didn't.
No, okay. Very good. Good to know. I didn't know where you were going with that. And it's very seldom that I have a puzzled look on my face. That time I did. 1994. Speaking of puzzled, people were trying to figure out how to use this Netscape web browser. What's this web browser thing?
Oh.
If you're on the web, we know nothing about it now. Of course, we have our favorite browsers.
You know, there were so many of them when the internet was in its infancy.
Right? Everybody's trying to get a foothold.
Yep.
And that was 1994. Also 1994, same date. Guy was flying a plane, crashed on the south lawn of the White House.
I remember that.
That is a breach of security, I'm going to assume.
Just a touch.
Yeah. The pilot did die on impact, 1994. 2003, this date.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black.
The Man in Black.
Yeah. Why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance.
He's the Man in Black. There he is singing The Man in Black for the first time, I believe, on stage.
For the things that I have on.
Late 60s. He passed away on this date. Johnny Cash, the great Johnny Cash. He was 71. Complications from diabetes. There's a video on YouTube of him performing. It's his last performance. He's singing his hits. At one point, on one side, it's difficult to watch.
Yeah.
On the other side, it's good to watch.
It
to
is.
See him performing. It was just a few months at the Carter Ranch. He was performing before his death on this date.
Little known fact about June Carter Cash. Did you know that she was Hank Williams Jr.'s godmother?
I think I had seen that in that movie, the one with Tom Hiddleston. I think that was mentioned in there.
Isn't that something?
That I saw the light, which didn't get good reviews. I liked it. It was fine.
Yeah.
But
the things you learn.
Yeah.
When you come into Bob FM.
But I wouldn't have known that. I couldn't have pulled that out. But once you bring it up, I think that. But that's kind of cool. It was a small, close-knit community, country music.
Really was.
It still is.
Yeah.
That was 2003. We lost Johnny Cash. Oscar Pistorius. He was the Blade Runner. He was the one, he had his legs amputated at the knees or just above the knee. And gained notoriety. He ran into some trouble, and he was found guilty of culpable homicide. Homicide. Judge said that the W-amputee Olympic athlete was negligent in firing shots at the bathroom door that killed Reva Steenkamp in 2013, and she was his girlfriend. He was sentenced to 5 years behind bars.
Mm.
2015, Floyd Mayweather. He's the boxer. Just boxed the MMA guy and won. He finished 49-0 in his career.
Did you see that fight?
The one most recently?
Yeah.
I did.
Okay.
I did. It was a little bit of a circus, but the MMA guy He was fine.
Yeah.
I mean, he held his own pretty good. I mean, he had some funny looking punches in there, and ones that were probably illegal in a regular boxing match, but they let it go.
Okay.
But Floyd Mayweather this date 2 years ago, 49-0. And some people wanted to say that he's now 50-0, but I don't think that was a real boxing fight. But if he wants to, he can.
I would go along with you on that.
2015, 2 years ago.
Sitting on 499 home runs. Ortiz to right field. Back goes Souza. Looking up. It is gone. David Ortiz, the newest member of the 500 club.
Twins didn't want him.
Red Sox history.
But
adds to his resume. You know, he 500.
They wanted him to be a kind of a slap opposite field hitter, and that wasn't what he was, and he didn't like playing on the turf, his knees and his feet. And let's be honest, the Twins released him, and people weren't knocking down the door to sign David Ortiz. People get mad at the Twins. People get mad at the Twins for letting him go, but it's not like he was in demand, and he was often injured, and he just found the place where he could succeed. And the Red Sox took a flyer on him, took a chance on him, and, well, he's a member of the 500 Home Run Club. He hit his 500th home run. In fact, he hit 499 and 500 at the Tropicana Dome in St. Petersburg on this day 2 years ago. Birthdays today.
Oh, you are wonderful, JR. You are truly wonderful. Do you think what we had was a little misunderstanding?
That's all it was till it got blown out of proportion.
There's Sue Ellen with JR. Linda Gray is Sue Ellen, 77.
Wow.
You a big fan of Dallas?
Yeah, I lived 3 miles south of South Fork Ranch.
Wow.
Yeah.
It looks like it looks, right?
Yeah. And it still draws crowds today. They have a lot of big music events out there. But you drive by the house and you go, oh my gosh, there it is.
Yeah, so Linda Gray, she was very good on that program. As good as anybody, really. When you think about the other actors on there. She played that role well. She's 77 today.
Midnight at the Oasis.
Did you send your camel to bed last night, or is your camel up 24 hours? That's the problem. If your camel's up 24, how do you get any sleep? Well, it's because you got a MyPillow.
Maria Muldaur
is 74 today. That was her one really big hit, Midnight at the Oasis.
Remember that one well.
Happy birthday to her. She's 74. An actor, Bruce Mahler, he was one of the Police Academy ne'er-do-wells. He was also had a recurring character on Seinfeld.
Elaine, Schick's appeal is a myth, like the Yeti, or his North American cousin, the Sasquatch.
Well, something's going on here, because every able-bodied Israelite in the county is driving pretty strong to the hoop.
He was the rabbi on Seinfeld. Bruce Mahler is 67. He had a unique voice, no doubt. He's 67. Joey Pants, Joe Pantoliano.
Yep. I know this steak doesn't exist. I know that when I put it in my mouth, the Matrix is telling my brain that it is juicy and delicious.
And ignorance is bliss, their cipher. There's Joe Pantoliano. They call him Joey Pants.
Yep.
Just to limit the syllables in his name, he's 66.
Ralphie on The Sopranos.
He was on The Sopranos as Rel. And did he win an Emmy for that? I think he did.
I think he did, too. Yeah, he did.
So he is 66. Neil Peart, he was a drummer for the rock group Rush. Still is. Great group. Neil Peart, they're the Canadian. Geddy Lee leads him, 65.
Send me back to Memphis.
I love this guy's voice. I grew up on America.
Yeah,
Jerry Beckley, one of the three guys that made up America. It was Jerry Beckley, Dewey Bunnell, and then Danny Peek. And Danny was the one who passed away.
Was Danny the vocal guy?
He did some. All three of them did vocals. You know, Jerry sang this one. He sang You Can Do Magic, among others. They all kind of shared. I think Jerry and Dewey did most of it, though.
Right.
Jerry Beckley from America, 65 today. Peter Scolari, 62. He was one of those bosom buddies.
Charlie, you got an aspirin?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just took my last Midol.
Oh.
They were dressed as women, Tom Hanks and Peter Scolari. Peter Scolari didn't quite have the same career as Tom Hanks did. Didn't follow the same path.
No,
he was still good.
Not as magnetic.
And I always get Peter Scolari mixed up with Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
Very similar. They wear glasses. They look the same.
They could be brothers on TV.
One was Bob and Doug McKenzie, and the other one was in Bosom Buddies, played now Buffy and Hildy. Hildy was Tom Hanks, and he was Buffy.
You know,
he was Hildy.
You got to give Hanks credit because he really bounced back from a very not even mediocre career and really went on to superstar.
He has done a nice job. Yeah, he was in the tank. So Peter Scolari was also on Newhart. 62, Nina Blackwood, 62. She's the raspy-voiced MTV video jock, VJ.
VJ.
From MTV, 62. Actress Rachel Ward, if you watched the movie The Good Wife, she was in that. Thornbird, 60 today. Ben Folds had a group, the Ben Folds Five. Just rolls off the tongue.
Sure does.
51 today for him. We've got a comedian. This is a funny guy, Louis C.K.
Are giraffes up there going, what? It's too high! Hey, horse! Horse!
What, man?
Look at this! It's crazy!
Yeah, you're a giraffe.
Yeah, but look at my neck!
Louis C.K., funny story. We took the train from Anchorage up to McKinley. And there was a guy, I could have sworn it was Louis C.K. with glasses. And I kept going, that's Louis C.K., that's Louis C.K. I looked him up on social media. He was nowhere near Alaska.
No.
But it was just a lookout. It was the doppelganger effect. So Louis C.K., he is 60 today. Happy birthday. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. He's actually 50. I just added 10 years to his life. Funny, well, I don't. Hope he doesn't mind that. Everybody wants 10 years added to their life, right? Jennifer Nettles from Sugarland, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jennifer.
She's very talented, a great singer. Ruben Studdard is 39 today. Winner of the second American Idol season. Give him his 39th birthday today.
James Gordon, GCPD.
He was and is James Gordon, soon to be not yet Commissioner Gordon. He's not Commissioner Gordon yet on Gotham, but he's detective, lieutenant, he does all that. And he's Benjamin McKenzie. Can't wait for the next season of Gotham. Happy birthday, he's 39. Yao Ming, tall, tall man out of China.
With a really bad restaurant in Houston.
You could stack three normal Chinese men, normal height together, and they still wouldn't be as tall as Yao Ming.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
37, and there's a picture on the internet somewhere, it's on Twitter, of Yao Ming standing next to Gary Player, the great golf player from South Africa, and it's unbelievable. Looks like a giant. It looks like Lilliput. Yao Ming is 37. Jennifer Hudson, what a voice. There she is on American Idol. She was a finalist, one of the early seasons. And, you know, she's gone on to do more acting, Brad, than really singing and release records and things like that.
I did like the movie Dreamgirls. That was a good movie.
And she's outstanding. Jennifer Hudson, 36. And Andrew Luck. Boy, the Colts could have used him this weekend. They looked awful.
Yeah.
Losing to the Rams. Andrew Luck. He's injured now.
They were truly out of luck.
He is 22. Yes, he is. And here comes Brad with the gone and but not forgotten.
Well, born on this day in 1570, Henry Hudson, the British navigator. Had some really bad restaurants as well. Actor, singer, born on this day in 1888. I always wanted to call him Maurice Chevrolet, but
pretty
Chevalier.
Close. He's a Chevy.
Yeah, he
took
is.
A Chevy to the levee.
Exactly. But the levee was dry. Jesse Owens, the legendary Olympic athlete, was born on this day in 1913.
He was good.
Desmond Llewellyn, born on this day in 1914, last known for his role of Q in numerous James Bond films. I don't remember him. I'm going to have to look him up. Mm-hmm. Frank McGee, NBC News journalist, worked on the Today Show from 71 to 74, born on this day in 1915. Here's another one I don't remember, but I knew a kid growing up who had the same name. Dickie Moore.
Dickie Moore.
The actor. Born in 1925. Appeared in such films as Oliver Twist and Little Men. Helena Carter, you talk about the close-knitness of country families. Born on this day in 1927, she was, of course, a member of the legendary Carter family. George Jones.
I pulled the head off Elvis, Phil Fred up to his pelvis.
Everybody.
Yabba dabba doo, the king is gone, and so are you.
I forgot about that song. Nice pull, Jim Erickson. George Jones, born on this day in 1931. Let's see. Also, one other great singer that's legendary, born on this day in 1944. Ladies and gentlemen, Barry White.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby.
Oh, how does he do it? How did he do it?
I don't know about that.
Women would go crazy.
At times that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to
okay.
Me like
that guy could sing, and he had the girls just shaking in their boots. Paul Walker.
They would melt.
They would. Born on this day in 1973. Fast and Furious. Yeah. Hours. Takeover. Eight Below.
He died too young.
He did. Tragic car accident.
Car accident. They were driving too fast.
And they are all lost, but not forgotten.
Gone, but not forgotten. Thank you, Brad. Good job. And the Almanac brought to you by
Kurt Weers.
You know it. You got it?
I don't have it, but I can ad-lib it. You know, for all of your farm needs, and if anybody knows the country, Kurt Weers is your guy. Help me out with the rest. I know Kurt in Annandale.
He's in Annandale, and no one knows the country.
No one knows the country like Kurt Weers, and it's United Pro Realty. Will you call Kurt and tell him I really did a lousy job on on doing his deal? On
better than forgetting it.
Exactly. So, Kurt, my apologies, my friend. I really do apologize.
All right.
Thank you. That
is the Almanac. Brad, thanks for your work here. We will grade it later.
Well, it's already announced.
We have parent-teacher conferences. We'll go over it.
Here's
Lori Morgan.
Pen.
Bob FM. I wish there was a-